Welcome to the Home Base Travel Agent Show. This is show number 279 for February 13th, 2011.
Let's fly, baby, let's fly away to
love. I'm Barry Kantz, your host.
Unknown, where love's free.
And the music in this podcast is provided by IOTA PromoNet.
And doorbell, telephone, let's fly, baby, let's fly away.
And the song you're listening to is Let's Fly. From the album Let's Fly, and the artist is Amy London.
Please, now you will find peace of mind.
Well, once again, I'm Barry Kantz, your host for the Home Base Travel Agent Show. And coming up on the show, we have some information about how to get testimonials from your clients. And in the co-hosted segment, Laureen talks about her experience setting up a theme cruise.
I will leave all of our blues behind.
And I want to thank you all for listening, and thank you very much for subscribing. If you're a subscriber, you can go over to iTunes, put in Travel Agent in the search box, and you'll find the show, and you can subscribe to it and automatically get the show every week on your iTunes or in your iTunes, and you can download it to your iPhone or iPod, whatever method you're using there. And you can go to the website at hometravelagent.net. That's hometravelagent, all one word, .net. And that's the website, and there you'll find many of the past shows going back 3 years or so. We've been around since 2005, so we're a fairly old and seasoned podcast.
Gee, who needs those modern toys when there's such fun for girls and boys? We'll be like two birds of a feather.
Once again, that's hometravelagent.net, and you can email me at Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, at hometravelagent.net.
Come play the tropical way. Come on, baby, let's fly.
Okay, now moving on into the business segment, we're going to talk about how to get testimonials from your clients. Stand by for that. Well, the use of testimonials on your webpage or in your marketing material can definitely drive business to you. Now, recently, a coworker that I work with, she approached me and said that she was asked by a vendor to write a testimonial. Now, my coworker had no idea where to begin writing this testimonial, so she asked me if I had any suggestions. And her request prompted me to make this topic for today. And I thought that if this bright lady was having trouble writing a testimonial, then just about anyone who is asked to write a testimonial is going to have some troubles. So my goal is to give you a template you can present to a client when you ask them to write a testimonial for you. Now, you can put this template on a piece of paper or make it a questionnaire on your website so your clients can easily create that testimonial for you. Now, the template's a series of questions, and the first question is, why did you choose me to book your vacation? Now, when you ask that question, the ideal answer is that they chose you because someone referred them to you. Now, there's nothing better than a referral as a testimonial. It means that other people, including the person giving you the testimonial, trust you to do a good job. Or the next question in your template is, what did you expect when you booked your vacation for me, and did you receive what you expected? Now, you can add some thought-provoking bullet points under this question, such as service, value, timeliness, destination advice, planning assistance, and follow-up. So all of those things would be prompters to help your client fill out that question. Another question for the template is, what did you like most about your vacation? Now, people love to talk about their travels. After all, a vacation is an experience. It has emotional value, and people love to talk about their travels. When your clients talk about their vacation experience, it creates that emotional experience, and it also drives some desire in your potential clients. Now, a good question to add to your template also is, would you recommend me as a travel agent? Or, who would you recommend to me as a client? This question prompts your client to think about referrals, and in the testimonial, it shows that your clients trust you enough to recommend you to their friends and family. That trust says a lot to your potential clients when they read or view the testimonial. The last question, which is a quick catch-all question, ask your client if there's anything else that they would like to add. As I mentioned, you can use this template as a written questionnaire to hand to your clients and ask that they fill it out. Even though it may seem obvious, let your clients know that you're going to use their answers on your website and in other marketing material. Now don't forget that a very effective sales tool is to grab your video camera or use the video camera that comes in your phone and have your client go through these questions as you videotape or video their response. I guess we no longer use tape, do we? But as you video their response. A video testimonial now is a very powerful and is something that you want on your website. Of course, not all clients are going to be video worthy, so pick and choose who gives you a written testimonial and pick and choose who you put on your video. Now, I hope this helps you to gather some great testimonials about the services you're providing to your clients, and I hope this drives more business to you. Now with that, we will move into the co-hosted segment where Lorene talks about creating a theme cruise. Welcome to the Homebase Travel Agent Show, everybody, and we're coming to you from the West Coast, from our studios here located along the West Coast. Mine is along the West Coast of Michigan, and Lorene is in California, the West Coast of the United States. So, yes, we are on the West Coast. So, Lorene is joining me today, and we're going to talk about a topic that she has, and I will turn it over to Lorene to get right into the topic and introduce it and give you a learning experience here. Take it away, Lorene.
All right. Thank you, Barry. Yes, West Coast. That's good. I like that. West Coast. Too bad it's a different time zone.
Yeah, too bad it's a different climate.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Well, it's okay. You'll get spring soon.
Yep. Can't wait.
One of the things that we're starting to focus on is how do our listeners who are travel agents market themselves. And one of the areas that I wanted to mention in this week's show is what are you doing for your 2011 business plan? We're now a couple months into the year, and I wanted to talk about a project that I am on. And the reason I'm bringing this up is I'm hoping that it will help develop some of the creative juices to my fellow travel agents and give them some options to be able to think about in terms of what are my plans for the year. In December, my boss, who is Mike Davies, I do have a host agency, which is Nexion, but I also work from River Discounts on any riverboat cruises that I sell.
Let me jump in here. It dropped out right when you said riverboat cruises. So,
okay. So where do you want me to start at?
Start with, I work with Mike Davies.
I work with Mike Davies of River Discounts whenever I sell river cruises. Mike has been a guest on our show a couple of times, and all the man sells are river cruises. Ever since 9/11, he doesn't even waste his time on mass market like Carnival, Holland, Princess. He doesn't even sell any of those. And I've been working with Mike for almost a year. And last December, he had a company retreat and we went on a cruise. It wasn't a riverboat cruise, but the goal of being on there was to talk about what is your business plan for 2011. It's very timely. It was appropriate. One of the things that I brought to the table is now actually in development, which I want to be able to talk about because it's a great idea in terms of how to promote a client, how to promote a group, and how to promote yourself as a travel agent. The thing that I had brought to the table was an idea that I was working with somebody about having a cruise with a topic, so a theme cruise. I am working with an author. Her name is Lisa Snyder, and she has written several books, and including Photoshop Missing Manual. She's writing one on iPhoto. So she's a Mac and a PC person, and her theme is digital photography. So we've put together a project, and it's going very well, on a theme cruise. It's a Christmas cruise, so it's going to be in December, and it's never too early to start booking your clients on a riverboat cruise because there are only 80 or so cabins. We're not talking about Princess that has 1,000 cabins. We're talking about Amma Waterways during the Christmas season, And it's actually perfect. There's a great connection. She's a well-known author. She is a great speaker. And the reason that I am working with her on this, as well as Mike, I have to tell you, Mike's put a ton of work into helping promote this. It's going to be a Danube photo cruise Christmas theme. And it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of work. And one of the things that I recommend to fellow travel agents is, if you're going to do a theme cruise and you're going to be working with somebody, how do you market this? One of the ways that we're doing, we're marketing it on Facebook. Lisa is marketing it on her website. Her husband is Jay Nelson, and he's a designer. And what he's contributing into it also is he made a trifold brochure and a flyer. So one of the other ways that we're marketing is they have mailed out several hundred flyers to everybody in their client base. They're promoting it in digital photography shops. I promoted it at Macworld Expo when I was there. I am promoting it everywhere I can possibly put a flyer about this cruise in someone's hand. Now, one of the things to remember that if you're going to have a guest speaker, you need to sacrifice your TC, which is part of what, in a sense, is going to be some of your commission, but it's your tour conductor spot. And the agreement that we have is that they are the Pied Piper. They will earn the TC. And I have to tell you, both Lisa and Jay have been a wonder to work with. Because a lot of times people go, well, I get a group together, I get the spot. No, the Pied Piper actually has to work. And one of our agreements is that for Jay to earn the TC, he gets to be on the ship and make sure everything is organized. So he's also doing his part. It's not like he just made a brochure. It's a phenomenal brochure. But Lisa's doing a lot of work in promoting guests to be able to put deposits down everywhere that they're able to promote. And he will also be taking on the responsibility of kind of being the event coordinator while he's on the ship, making sure everybody who is signed up for the seminars will be there in time. They are doing 3 sessions on the ship and 2 sessions off the ship. With river cruises, that price also includes shore excursions. So shore excursions are already come in it, and during the shore excursions, there's usually about an hour of free time. So she's going to take the people who have signed up for her seminars on a private tour. They're going to be photography oriented. They're going to be taking night photos. They're going to be taking photos of the Christmas market. They're from Colorado. They're used to it being cold. And how are we promoting this? This is a special event. You can only sign up to be in her seminars via a website that we have called Photo Cruise with Lisa, and that's Lisa with an E, LESA.com. And it's a special website. It's designated specifically to this particular cruise. And it talks about her sessions, what they have to offer, a lot about what the itinerary is, pricing. I am the agent who will be doing the booking, and it's a real good collaboration. It's going to take a lot of work, but it's really going to be worth it. And the thing that I also want to point out to travel agents who might consider putting something together on a riverboat cruise, you have to remember the fact that there's only 80 cabins. And if you're wanting to get deposits down on 20 of them, for example, so that you can, it makes it worthwhile for the TC, you need to start your work early. You need to start it, if not a year in advance, at least 9 months in advance, which is exactly what we're doing, because there is the possibility that this ship could sell out before we get the 20 bookings for the cabins that we want. How to promote it? On a website, in physical mailing. I'll be posting things on Facebook and Twitter. Be able to put brochures out in as many hands as possible. There is a little bit of an investment, but overall, the commission that's earned after the cruise returns is definitely worth the money that you put forward. The amount of work that you put into a cruise is going to be rewarded. For example, Lisa is a well-known author. She has two books that are out, so she's able to promote herself at different events that she's going to. She'll be going to Photoshop World in March. So as a speaker, she gets to say, hey, I'm going to be on this cruise, book, and I'll give you a private tour. So it's a really nice theme. She's a great speaker. The topic is digital photography and the Christmas market. You've got a whole package going. It's in early December. We have a website that's up, again, photocruisewithlisa.com, that talks about the itinerary, that talks about Lisa, the ship, what sessions are she's doing. We're going to have a photo contest on there. So these are all things that make this an event and a value to the client. It's difficult. It's a lot of work, but you know what? It's going to be a lot of fun. And I would love to hear what other agents are doing in terms of groups, what ideas they have. I love to hear from our listeners and to be able to put out some ideas of what are you doing for this year? How are you increasing your business? What are you doing that's different in 2011 than that was in 2010? So, Barry, do you have any thoughts? I mean, I've been rambling and I apologize. I'm just so excited about this project.
Now, one thing that I was thinking that likely a question of that our listeners are going to have is, how did you find Lisa, such an accomplished photographer, author, to do this?
And Lisa and I have known each other, and in our past goes back. We used to both be on the Apple User Group Advisory Board. And we've known each other for a long time, and she actually lives in Colorado and I live in California, so obviously we're not neighbors, but we've known each other for a long time, and she knew I'd become a travel agent. In fact, I think I was a travel agent, and she said, you know, I would love to do some sort of lecture series on a cruise. How do you do that sort of thing? She says, I've read about them, I've heard about them. And we went on from there. I took the idea to Mike when we were at our annual meeting, and he just thought it was a great connection. And Mike has been so valuable to me in being able to promote the idea, to be able to he put together kind of a template brochure, and I showed it to Lisa. And I said, you guys, we really need to be able to make this professional. It was done completely in a template in Word from Microsoft. And Jay was able to bring in his design skills and be able to really pump it up. I will be happy to send you the links, by the way, Barry, so you can be able to look at them. They're professionally done. Mike put together a website, photocruisewithlisa.com. And it's been a lot of emails, a lot of phone calls together to be able to kind of keep this project moving forward, and a lot of enthusiasm on her part. She's just not going to be a passive Pied Piper. She's promoting on our website. She's going to be able to promote it when she goes to camera shops. We're hoping to be able to work with O'Reilly Media. She is an author with them, and she's promoted something on the author's site because authors are able to put up what their events are. So it's been a series of collaborations and networking. If you have a client who has a skill to be able to do that, to be able to promote themselves, to get the word out, do they have a focus? I mean, this is literally going to be at sea on a river seminar that's unique and different. And she's really got the client base to be able to move this forward. She's got a book. Granted, a lot of people, when you put, you know, if you're trying to put a church group together, they may not have a book, but you can have a theme. And to be able to promote that and get the word out. It's actually a lot of fun, and I'm really having a good time at it.
Yeah, it sounds like a lot of fun. You know, and I think if our listeners think about it a little bit, and most of them, I'm sure, have outside interests, outside hobbies that that really interest them. And through that association, that network of those outside interests, they probably know some experts as well. And they could maybe offer or put together something like this.
Exactly. Are you a member of a Rotary Club or some sort of Chamber of Commerce? Be able to get a theme together. I know that some of the riverboat cruises have a theme within a theme. You know, they've got, I believe, Amma or Avalon has a wine theme during the summer. Well, if you belong to a wine club, put a group together, and it's already got all the extra materials you need, because there's no difference in price if it's a themed cruise or not, which is really nice. You need to be able to make this a little different. There is an additional charge for Lisa's workshops. You do have to sign up for her series. It's $199. It's not that expensive. We're just adding that on because we want to be able to make it an event. And they're providing some raffle items, and we're going to have a contest. So it's going to be something that's a little bit different that the traditional cruisers on that ship are not going to be eligible for. They're not going to be able to just walk into the seminars that she's presenting. They're not going to be able to just be able to walk up into her group and go, oh, this sounds interesting. I think I'll walk along with you. And again, that's how Jay is doing his part, is he gets to be there with her. And being the person right there is checking people in and monitoring to make sure that people just aren't coming in. One of the things that's really nice about Amma Waterways is they have a back room on the ship, or yes, a back room on the ship that you can reserve just for meetings. And it has Wi-Fi back there, and it has a seating area, so it's absolutely perfect. I don't know if any of our listeners have considered putting a seminar together on a riverboat cruise. If you haven't, really contact your rep at Amma or Avalon or Uniworld or Viking, whoever you work with. Make sure to contact your rep, because riverboat cruises are wonderful value. They're very different than going to Alaska, the Caribbean, or on the Mexican Riviera. It's really a time for it to be special and to get bumped up, and a totally different type of theme.
Yeah, very good. It sounds like a lot of fun.
Site. It's Photo Cruise with Lisa. Again, Lisa is L-E-S-A. And please contact us if you have any questions. And let us know what ideas you're doing. Are you doing a theme cruise? Are you moving forward with your business plan for 2011? Let us know. Barry and I really want to be in touch with our listeners to be able to see what they're doing. So, Barry, if they're going to contact you, what's a good email address for you?
Well, my email address is Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, at hometravelagent.net. And on Facebook, you can be a friend of mine on Facebook if you go to facebook.com/Barry.Kantz. And Laureen?
My email is sharptongued@mac.com, and that's spelled sharptongued at mac.com. And my Facebook, if you want to become my friend, is Laureen R. And I will be sending out little snippets now and then regarding this, because I really think that Facebook is a great way to network. And I put in all sorts of little things. It's not necessarily always about my business, but I've got 400 and something people on my friends list, and I really think they need to know about it. They all know I'm a travel agent. It's not like I'm trying to keep that a secret. And this could give an opportunity to some of my friends who are digital photographers to be able to go, oh, I didn't know you were working on this. I'd love to sign up. So it's all about marketing and promoting yourself as an agent and just as a regular person. So make sure to try to utilize Facebook and other blogs and other things to be able to get your name out there.
Well, very good.
Yeah, thank you, Barry, and we'll talk with you soon.
Yeah, thanks, Lorene. Great topic, and we'll see you next week.
Okay, thanks, Lorene. And now into the news segment of the show. I have three news articles, and links to these articles will be in the show notes. And the first article comes from the Special Needs Group. If you've been a longtime listener, you may recall that we had Andrew Garnett on the show, and he's the CEO of Special Needs Group. But they came out with a news release this week, and in the news release, they say that travel agents who are booking cruises for special needs people and slow walker clients can now easily, quickly, and safely book wheelchair and scooter rentals with Special Needs Group Incorporated's new online booking tool. Now, this is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and the booking tool allows agents to choose from a variety of quality wheelchairs and scooters accommodating travelers weighing up to 500 pounds. Now, once booked online, the equipment is delivered directly to the traveler's cruise ship stateroom upon his or her arrival. So you want to put this in your toolbox of things that you can use as a travel agent to help your clients, especially if they have special needs. Now, Special Needs at Sea, I know, is a great company, and it was a joy to have Andrew on the show. Unfortunately, the show isn't in our archives because it's prior to September 2008 when we had him on. So I'm going to either have to add some archives, older shows onto the website, or even better yet, maybe have Andrew come back on the show, and he can give us an update about this online booking tool in person here on the show. So we will try to do that. Look forward to that. And Special Needs at Sea, I'll have a link to it in the show notes. You can read the article, and the website is specialneedsatsea.com. Okay, the next article comes from The Plain Dealer out of Cleveland, Ohio, and it's written by Susan Glazer. There will be a link in the show notes, but Susan is dreaming of a cruise ship where there's organized children's activities, where the kids can actually take part in those. Onboard entertainment is more than just bingo and blackjack and poorly performed Broadway numbers, and the family isn't fighting for tiny space in the stateroom bathroom. Well, her cure or her answer to these wishes come true with the Disney Dream cruise ship. Now, the Dream is Disney's newest ship. It debuted 2 weeks ago in Florida with a whole lot of hype. Now, it's the company's third ship, and it's much bigger than the other Disney ships that are out there. It's 4,000 passengers, which is 40% more than the Magic and the Wonder. Now, on the ship, there is Remy, which is an adults-only extra-charge restaurant, which offers some fine dining, but you pay an extra $75 a person to dine there. But apparently, it's worth it, according to the author of this article. And there's also the Aqua Deck, which is a 765-foot-long flume ride. It's like a rafting ride, and it goes around the upper decks, even jutting out 12 feet over the ocean. Now, another interesting feature on the ship is the virtual portal. So if you're in an inside stateroom, or an inside cabin, rather, the virtual portal will let you see from four cameras stationed on board, see what's going on outside the ship as if you had a porthole in your cabin. Now, there's other amenities that the author talks about. This is a very good article if you want to learn more about the new Disney cruise ship. So I would suggest going to the show notes, clicking on the link, and take a look at Susan Glazer's article here in The Plain Dealer. Okay, the last article is about coffee. And coming up here in a show in the very near future, we're going to be talking about coffee. Now, it's going to be a detour, a break from the travel business, but, you know, everybody loves coffee. At least most people do. One of the most popular drinks, if not the most popular drink in the world. And Delta Airlines, in this article, explains that they've teamed up with Seattle's best coffee to serve premium brewed coffee on board on their all their flights. Now, this coffee is just one part of a $2 billion investment in the customer experience on the ground and in the air. Now, Seattle's Best, this agreement reflects the next step in its ongoing strategy to broaden the accessibility of its premium coffee through relationships with other great brands such as restaurants and Delta Airlines. Now, Seattle's Best coffee was chosen after December 2010 when Delta customers participated in an in-flight coffee taste test confirming one of its new coffee blends, Level 4, as the best coffee to be served on board. So the next time you step on to Delta Airlines and ask for a cup of coffee, you're going to get Seattle's best coffee. And it sounds good to me. I'm sitting here drinking a great cup of coffee myself right now. Well, that's it for the news, and that's it for the show. I hope you've enjoyed it, and we'll be back next week with more. So until then, have safe travel, stay healthy, take care, everybody. Bye-bye.
Let's fly, baby, let's fly away to land strange and unknown, where love's free and there's no such thing as a mailman, doorbell, telephone. Let's fly, baby, let's fly away across tropical seas. We'll have fun underneath the sun, so come on, baby, please. Now you will find peace of mind, and you'll know just how far we two can go. Let's fly, baby, let's fly away. Take off, head for the sky. We'll leave all of our blues behind. So come on, baby, let's fly. Come fly with me. Let's fly away. We'll take a lunar honeymoon where we can spoon in the merry month of June. Won't you listen while I croon this tune? It's never too soon. Now they say all us children are supposed to sleep tight, but I'd rather sail upon the sultry seas with you tonight. Let's take off on a fabulous flight. We might just find our delight. And if you are tempted to employ that new technology, I'll have to convince you to enjoy some old psychology. We'll have the time to explore our physiology. Who needs those modern toys when there's such fun for girls and boys? We'll be like two birds of a feather. We'll always fly together. Let's toss all our cares away. We'll frolic and play the tropical way. Come on, baby, let's fly. Shoo-ba-doo-ba. Goodbye. Baby, let's fly.